Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Jerome Kern's Broadway career began between 1900 and 1910. Oscar Hammerstein's began in 1921. They first wrote together in 1927. This is how they got there.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Despite their great success with such shows as Showboat, Sweet Adeline, and Music in the Air, Kern and Hammerstein also wrote flops. In fact, the failure of Very Warm for May and Three Sisters, an English show, and their last score together sent Kern fleeing to Hollywood and made Hammerstein wonder if his career had come to an end. Kern would soon discover his new lyricist, Dorothy Fields, and Hammerstein would receive a letter from Richard Rodgers that would change his life. But even those flops had great songs in them. Both shows ran only 2 months, but you could easily make an hour-long show for Music in the Air. All in Fun, Heaven in My Arms, In the Heart of the Dark, and its great romantic ballad, All the Things You Are. Three Sisters had a lesser score, but it included a winning charm song called Keep Smiling. From the original casts, Hollis Shaw and Stanley Holloway.
A child of only three sat on his father's knee. The sun was shining brightly from above. The child of three said, Dad, to have you I am glad, but why do I never have a mother's love? At first the father coughed to hide the way he felt.
Here, wait a minute. Would you mind repeating that?
At first the father coughed to hide the way he felt.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. Carry on.
The first father coughed to hide the way he felt, and then he said, my child, it's time you knew. I have a tale to tell, and I will tell it well, but first I'd like to sing you this refrain. Keep smiling, remember you're a man. Laugh away your car, that's the only plan. Keep smiling and always wear a grin. That's the spirit that I think will sometimes win. I never shall forget the day when first we met. I asked her and she said that she'd be mine. And then I took her home and showed her to me mother, and then I took a walk while they made friends. On the road to Mandalay, where the village smithy lay.
I got that wrong. Yes, that's another song altogether.
You didn't write that one.
No, yeah. That's one by Robert Burns. And then I took a walk while they made friends. That summer we were wed, I kissed her on the head. And then we lived happily in a little red house and had three children then. Her father died and I lost my job, but years later we got a cable from Mesopotamia. They'd struck oil on my uncle's property and we come into practically £30,000. Yes, I know, I've got to get those last few lines polished up a bit.
Just quick a bit.
Yes, got to get the words fitted in better. Phil.
Keep smiling, remember you're a man. Laugh the way you can, that's the only plan. Keep smiling and always wear a grin. That's the spirit that I think will sometimes win.
Hollis Shaw, All the Things You Are, and Stanley Holloway, Keep Smiling. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Like so many of his Broadway contemporaries, Jerome Kern began his career by collaborating with various lyricists on songs they would try to place in new musicals. Interpolations, they were called, and it was how you broke in during those early years when musicals, usually imported from London, were ramshackle affairs of singing, dancing, and broad comedy. American producers bought the rights and then hired American composers and lyricists to write American songs for American audiences. Jerome Kern placed his very first song on his show in 1904, had his first hit in 1905, and wrote his first complete score in 1912. That show was The Red Petticoat, one of the first musical comedy westerns. From The Red Petticoat, Hugh Panaro and Rebecca Luker, Ragtime Restaurant.
Mose McGunder was a money-making wonder on the search for something new. When he saw the fashion was the ragtime passion, he declared, here's what I'll do. If the folks are crazy for that syncopation hazy, well, I'll give them what they want. So he rented a place on Broadway, and he fitted him up a cafe with electrical signs and letters gay that you could read a mile away. The Ragtime Restaurant.
A Ragtime Restaurant.
A regular ragtime dally and ragtime, ragtime restaurant. Where down the aisle in ragtime style the ragtime waiters fly, a getting ragtime orders for the ragtime boarders, like a chick, chick, chicken and a pop, pop, pie. Ragtime loom just singing all the ragtime tunes you want. And when you eat your ragtime fill, you give a ragtime tip, pay your ragtime check with a ragtime bill. My, that's some ragtime restaurant.
Down the aisle.
Sometime later came an educated waiter, and he thought he knew a lot. Says he, I know him, and I'm gonna show him how to do the turkey trot. Well, he tried to do it, but they wouldn't let him through it, and they said, you bet you can't. They ragged him all over the floor, and his elegant clothing they tore. Then they fired him out through the door, saying, don't come here no more to this ragtime restaurant. This ragtime restaurant, this regular ragtime, jolly and jagtime ragtime restaurant. Where down the aisle in ragtime style the ragtime waiters fly, a getting ragtime orders for the ragtime boarders, like a chick, chick, chicken and a pop, pop, pie. Ragtime loons are singing all the ragtime tunes you want. And when you eat your ragtime fill, you give a ragtime tip. Pay your ragtime check with a ragtime bill. My, that's some ragtime restaurant.
Hugh Panaro and Rebecca Luker with Kern and Paul West's Ragtime Restaurant. When Jerome Kern heard his first song performed on the Broadway stage, Oscar Hammerstein was 9 years old. He went to Columbia University, but quit school for a life in the theater. It came naturally to him. His father was a theater manager and a producer of vaudeville shows who first invented the classic Pie in the Face, and his grandfather was a major Broadway entrepreneur. Hammerstein was soon collaborating with composer Herbert Stoddart. One of their first songs was for a 1920 musical called Tickle Me. The odd duo of Gloria Swanson and Dorothy Loudon sing We've Got Something.
We've got something that you'd like to get, young man. That will make you spry. We've got something that you like to get, huh, boy, little boy.
My name? Je m'appelle Yvette. May I offer you a cigarette? See how nicely they are stacked. So round, so firm, so fully packed.
Ooh la la!
From wearing bijou, darling cherie. I've always flinched today with all the robberies a girl could get her bubbles pinched.
Ooh la la!
Smile, ma petite, say fromage.
Ooh la la! Oh, look, I'm not really French. It's just the accent that fooled you. I was brought over here to emote in a little epic called Two Frails from Versailles, but the producer goes bye-bye with a bankroll and my career goes down the sewer. That's me, Lucille Le Sewer.
He tell her she be bigger than Josephine Becker's banana.
Oh, well, c'est la vie. But I can show you Paris like you never saw before. From the right bank to the wrong bank, whatever fools adore. Or perhaps you have an E-Day fix for the races at Le Mans or the Grand.
Free! Oh, and that is pronounced free, Jenny.
They've got something that you'd like to get, young man ahoy. They've got something that we'd like to get. Would bring you joy. Knock on the cellar door and wink an eye.
Get something that will make you spry.
They've got something that you like to get.
Hop a ball.
We're gonna hop, we're gonna hop.
Hop a ball.
Gloria Swanson and Dorothy Loudon, We've Got Something. These songs don't sound like Kern and Hammerstein. But they were both young and they were learning, and song styles were obviously quite different. Yet their collaboration was a natural result of their careers beforehand. I don't mean it was inevitable, but it certainly made sense. Both men came from the operetta tradition, and both men were drawn to its melodic romanticism. Kern had studied music in Germany near the great fount of European operetta, and after his early meanderings through musical comedy, Hammerstein and his co-lyricist Otto Harbach began to write with Rudolf Schrimmel and Sigmund Romberg. He found that the rarefied romanticism of operetta provided him with a congenial setting for his newly elevated, some might say purple, lyrics. From the Desert Song, Kitty Carlisle and Wilbur Evans with the title song.
When life is gray, I have a way to keep it gay. I pass the time of day romancing.
Why waste your time in vague romancing when life itself is at your call? I come to you, my heart advancing. Oh, come with me and you will be. Dream song to you, painting a picture for two. Blue heaven and you and I, and sand kissing a moonlit sky, the desert breeze whispering a lullaby, only stars above you to see. I love you. Oh, give me that night divine and let my arms in yours entwine the desert song.
Kitty Carlisle and Wilbur Evans, The Desert Song. Showboat is one of the greatest of all musicals, the first truly modern musical, and a major work of American theater. Although it has a strikingly diverse score, its roots are also in operetta. But even though it borrows its tradition of soaring melody from Vienna, it's the highest expression of a new variant on an old form. It's an American operetta. Its subject is American, its characters are recognizably American, its speech is American, and its melodic line suits American talk rather than German. But the romantic songs that Kern and Hammerstein wrote so naturally were at the heart of its score, even though at least some of the time they also possessed a distinctive American beat somewhere beneath the surface. John Raitt and Barbara Cook, Why Do I Love You?
Improbable and unreal world, finding you has given me my
John Raitt and Barbara Cook, Why Do I Love You? Aside from its glorious score and powerful story, and its treatment of blacks as individualized human beings, Showboat is important because it's the first truly integrated American musical. Everything contributes to the telling of story, the forming of character, and the creation of atmosphere. Why were Kern and Hammerstein the first to write this kind of show, the kind that Rodgers and Hammerstein would recreate in Oklahoma 16 years later? Beginning early in his career, Kern was interested in writing scores for musicals that made sense, that were less slapdash and more coherent, with characters to believe in. He got his first chance to write such a show in 1915 when he and librettist Guy Bolton collaborated on Nobody Home. Working with several different lyricists in the shows that followed, Kern collaborated on the first Broadway song whose melody was influenced by jazz. Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel with the title song as part of a medley from The Magic Melody.
What's the name of that melody? Something mighty sweet about it, something hard to beat about it. What's the name of that melody? What a pity not to know the name of such a pretty ditty. It always seems to interrupt when you're talking. It seems to lift you from your feet and start you walking. When those cellos and fiddles start in to fiddle that middle part, clouds, fears, sighs, tears disappear as if by magic.
Come on, little girl, take a chance. Here's a dance you really ought to do. And I'll put your hip to a step full of pep and very easy too. a peach I can teach in a minute. There is nothing to it. You can learn to do it. Get this. It is a pretty thing. If you want something cute, here's a beaut. It's as nutty as the ballet ruse. And this little twist, I insist, makes Nijinsky look a crippled goose. Leave it to me, I will soon have you educated. Leave it to me, and your brain will be syncopated. Come take a chance, little girl, and learn how to dance.
The world goes around to the sound of a syncopated melody. Come on, take a chance, and we'll dance to the syncopated melody. Beware, have a care when you're doing it. Keep moving or you'll ruin it. And just so you'll know, I'll show you all the late improvements in those syncopated movements. So you start kind of slow till you know how to throw your shoulders in the air. Then you slide and you glide round the room in an attitude of I don't care. You'll dance and you'll sway and you'll think and you'll talk to it. You'll work and you'll play and you'll drink and you'll walk to it. Can't get away from the magic melody.
Kay Ballard and Arthur Siegel, Magic Melody. These new smaller musicals were limited to one set per act and a much smaller chorus. Kern saw it as the perfect opportunity to try for shows that were natural and unforced in character and plot. The characters were attractive, modern, young, amiable, and more or less affluent. They were an idealized version of the audience they appealed to. And when P.G. Woodhouse joined Kern and Bolton as lyricist, the creative group was complete. Together they wrote songs for coherent stories in which people spoke and sang American. From Oh Boy, George Dvorsky and Kelly Lester, Ain't It a Grand and a Glorious Feeling.
Some days are bum days, but sometimes there come days when your luck's in from the start.
Days when the jinx doesn't drive you to drinks, and old man trouble has a heart.
When fate doesn't wait round the corner with a brick and your stock goes up to par. Things aren't this way very much, but say, oh joy, oh boy, when they are. Ain't it a grand and a glorious feeling when the world is fair and bright? When nothing's gone wrong from the breakfast gong till you go to bed at night. When you're able to say as you're hitting the hay, this is the end of a perfect day. Ain't it a grand and a glorious feeling when you feel the world all right? Ain't it a grand and a glorious feeling when the world is fair and bright?
When nothing's gone wrong from the breakfast gong
till you go to bed at night. When you're able to say as you're hitting the hay, this is the end of a perfect day. Ain't it a grand and a glorious feeling when you feel the
George Dvorsky and Kelly Lester, Ain't It a Grand and a Glorious Feeling. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. By the time Kern and Hammerstein began to work together, their styles had matured. Hammerstein had developed largely through operetta, a much more coherent form of show than musical comedy. He came to see that all musicals should work that way, and he began to look for an opportunity to write one. Meanwhile, he worked back and forth between musical comedy and operetta. From Mary Jane McCain, Joan Morris, and William Bolcom, Toodaloo, and from Golden Dawn, Walter Wolf, Here in the Dark.
I guess it's silly, confess it's silly, to have to say goodbye. But oh, it sounds so lonesome, it almost makes me cry.
I'm always tearful, just sort of fearful when happy days are past. That goodbye spoken when ties are broken maybe will be the last.
And so I say goodbye another way.
But this is what I'm thinking when I say,
Toodaloo, I'll be never weary, dearie, being true to you. As blue, Toodaloo, every day I'll send a tender thought or two to you, rushing through.
Toodaloo, someone's gonna find a kind of loving new to you, you know who to.
Toodaloo, my undying love is flying honeydew to you. Toodaloo,
your information, your explanation, they thrill me, I confess.
Maybe your goodbye message was just a sweet caress.
I'm going to dream so, to make it seem so, at last I'm going to try.
When dew is falling, I'll hear you calling that wonderful goodbye.
Until meet again some happy day, I'll think of you and then I'll hear you say,
Toodaloo, Toodaloo, I'll be never weary, dearie, being true to you, true as blue. Toodaloo, Toodaloo, every day I'll send a tender thought or two to you, rushing through.
Someone's gonna find a kind of loving new to you. You know who to.
Toodaloo, my undying love is flying honeydew to you.
That is left with
Joan Morris with Vincent Eumann's and Hammerstein's Toodaloo, and from Emmerich Kallman, Herbert Stoddard, Otto Harbach, and Hammerstein's Golden Dawn, Walter Wolf, Here in the Dark. Kern and Hammerstein first collaborated in 1926 on a show called Sonny. It was about a circus star who wins a rich playboy despite his snooty family. It was the time of the flapper, the Charleston, and such songs as Ain't She Sweet and 5 Foot Two. Kern never lost his yen for melody, but his score had the youthful exuberance we expect from the 20s. Rebecca Luker and Brett Barrett, Who?
When a man's in love with someone, he must be indeed a dumb one if her secret he cannot unmask.
Then if I'm in love with someone, I must wait until there'll come one boy who'll know the answer when I ask. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
When a man's in love with someone, he has got to overcome one obstacle that's always in the way. Finding words to pop the question gives him mental indigestion. Possibly you'll get me when I say, who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. To guess who? No one but you. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know can never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you. Come true, seems as though I'll ever be blue. Who means my happiness? Who would I answer yes to? Well, you ought to guess who. No one but you.
Thank you.
From The Score to Sunny, Rebecca Luker and Brett Barrett, Who. Kern and Hammerstein's second show was more than a hit. In the coherence of its story and its consistent use of the score to create character and advance plot, Showboat was both a departure from all that came before and a fulfillment of the various strains of the Broadway musical. It kicked up its heels and it soared. Never before, and only rarely since, had there been a song of such grandeur, yet so profoundly rooted as Old Man River. Jules Bledsoe, the original Joe, sings Old Man River.
Called the Mississippi, that's the old man that I want to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Don't look up and don't look down. You don't dare make the white folks frown. Bend your knee and bow your head and pull down ropes until you're dead. Let me go away from the Mississippi. Let me go away from the white man boss. Show me that stream called the River Jordan. That's the old stream that I once crossed. Old man River, that old man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, while them that plant some is soon forgotten. But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Tote that bar, lift that veil, get a little drunk and a lad in the jail. It's weary and sick of trying. I'm tired of living, I'm tired of dying.
Jules Bledsoe, Old Man River. Kern and Hammerstein worked together into the 30s and occasionally after that, but they never again reached the level of Showboat. Their next show, Sweet Adeline, was a great success even though it stepped back from their previous innovations. It told the familiar Cinderella story of a young woman who sang in her father's Hoboken saloon but eventually became a Broadway star. The story is as silly as it sounds, but it had a rich, satisfying score. Another musical weakened by its book. The star of the original production, Helen Morgan, with Don't Ever Leave Me.
I was created for one man alone. He wasn't easy to find. Now that I've found him, I wonder just how I could have lived right up till now. Now I am something completed by you. I am not one, just part of two. Don't ever leave me now that you're here. Here is where you belong. Everything seems so right when you're near. When you're away, it's all wrong. I'm so dependent. When I need comfort, I always run to you. Don't ever leave me, 'cause if you do, I'll have no one to run to.
Don't Ever Leave Me. After Sweet Adeline, Kern and Hammerstein had only one more success. It sounds unbelievable, but by the late 30s, they separated to try to save their careers. But they did have one last hit together. For Music in the Air, they returned to their musical roots. They set the story in a small mountain town in Bavaria, to tell the romantic love story of an innocent girl and a boy who becomes a great star of operetta. Yet its score was one of their greatest. More than anything, it had the soaring dramatic melodies for which Kern and Hammerstein were best known. Of all Kern's songs, this was his favorite. Thomas Hampson, The Song Is You.
I hear music when I look at you. can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Thomas Hampson, The Song Is You. 14 years later, on November 5, 1945, Jerome Kern collapsed on a sidewalk in New York City. Oscar Hammerstein sat at his friend's bedside until, on November 11th, Kern died. Maintaining his vigil to the end, Hammerstein remembered Jerry's fondness for another one of the songs from Music in the Air. He lifted the oxygen tent and sang I've Told Every Little Star softly in his ear. Only when he'd finished and Kern failed to respond did Hammerstein begin to weep. Mary Ellis starred in the original London production. She sings I've Told Every Little Star.
In a brook.
Mary Ellis, I've Told Every Little Star. Oscar Hammerstein remains better known than Jerome Kern because his shows with Richard Rodgers are constantly revived. But despite their later flops, Jerry and Oscar together were the first to define and remake the American musical as something to enjoy and admire. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm. You gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.